At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Dreams tight all week long. It's been a wonderful vacation, and it's great to be back. I missed all you guys. Yeah, no, I really didn't. No, I really did. I really did. And because, I'll tell you why. Here's an example of how much I love radio. So I promised myself that I wasn't going to do any show prep while I was at the undisclosed location, which is our what I call our home down in New Mexico. And I really didn't do any show prep. But, oh, my God, the news was just like, I mean, you know, World War III is starting, and, Biden's dying. He can't even read from the teleprompter. He gets dissed on his way. He boards Air Force One to go to the Middle East to have a conference with King Abdul of Jordan, and the king cancels the meeting. President Assisi of Egypt cancels his meeting before he even takes off from Andrews Air Force Base. And I'm thinking, and people used to complain about how Trump lost respect to the world. Holy cow. I mean, if you're flying all the way to Israel, all the way to the Middle East, and you're going to have, because we need to have, I need to sit down with these world leaders and explain to them everything that's going on. And the meetings get canceled before you even get there. And then he sits down, and I know that you probably heard other talk show hosts talk about this during the week, so I don't want to repeat too much of it, but I cannot resist. Then he sits down with Benjamin Netanyahu, I have met Netanyahu a few times, and I can tell you that he is a, whether you agree with his politics or not, is immaterial. He is a man of stature. He is one of those commanding presence. You know, you meet someone and they have kind of commanding presence. You kind of know that there's a lot of substance to them. Well, that's the kind of guy that Netanyahu is. And so here they are. Biden's flown, all the way over. Now, they timed the trip so that he could sleep and be somewhat coherent during the meeting with Netanyahu. But I'm watching this, and I'm watching because it's live. And the president of the United States Netanyahu is sitting there. He's got a few papers in his hands, but Netanyahu is speaking without really looking at the papers. Joe Biden has got his note cards. And he has to look at the note cards in order to tell Netanyahu that America stands with Israel. Really, Mr. President? You needed a note card to say that? And then he started talking about and I don't want to use the phrase bombing of the hospital, but I'm going to use that phrase only because in general terms, that's kind of what everybody thinks of. But we find out later that the hospital was not bombed. Got it? It was not bombed. And it was not bombed by the Israelis. And in fact, it was a Hamas a rocket and it showed the trajectory, it showed everything from where this rocket was shot in southern Gaza. It is a defective rocket, about 30% of which of their rockets are defective, and it lands in the parking lot. And so you have a fire. You don't really have a bombing. You have a fire because it hits a bunch of cars. So Biden is talking. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited about this because it just shows how utterly, what's the word I want to use? How utterly, this country is on the precipice of no longer, if not already, being a second-rate country. Isn't that fantastic? Yeah, look around you. America, a second-rate country, no longer the world's superpower. So that by the time Biden gets to Israel, they have the rocket issue, the hospital issue. I'll put it that way. The hospital issue is topic A, right? And Biden's reading from his note card, which means that somebody from the White House staff had to write this. He called Hamas the other team. Oh, so what's going on in Israel right now with the Palestinians, well, I shouldn't say the Palestinians, what's going on between Israel and Hamas right now is a sport. Isn't that wonderful? The brink of World War III is a sport. And Biden refers to them as the other team. I thought, oh my gosh, this guy really does need, and I know we got Kamala Harris. I know. You know what's great? You know what's great about Kamala Harris right now? Kamala Harris is first in line. Got it? Who's second in line right now? Can anybody tell me who's second in line? Yeah. The Speaker of the House. That's right. According to the United States Constitution, it's the Speaker of the House. Can anybody name me the Speaker of the House right now? Nope, can't do that either. My gosh, we got a lot to talk about today. So I want to talk about Matt Gaetz. I want to talk about the Speaker of the House. I want to mention Israel just briefly, but I'll do that later on in the program. I want to talk about, let's see, what's all my stuff here? I want to talk about free speech because there's a lot of speech out there right now that is, it's quite frankly, it's despicable. But I don't want to silence these people. There are actually in the streets of America people who support Hamas, a known terrorist organization that slaughtered 1,400 Israelis that is in its charter calls for from land to sea. If you don't know what that phrase means, look at a map. From land to sea, the destruction of Israel and the wiping of Israel from the face of the earth. And there are people in this country who are cheering them on. And people are getting pissed off about it. Oh my gosh, there's just so much. But here's where I want to start today, which may give you whiplash. I actually want to start with supermarkets. Now, I don't recall whether I've talked about supermarkets and government-owned supermarkets on the weekday show or the weekend show. But we're going to start out today talking about supermarkets and how, Chicago and some little towns want to create. In fact, a little town in Kansas already has a government-run supermarket. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, look at, we're America. We got government-run healthcare. We got government-run supermarkets. We got government-run. We might as well say, let's just capitulate now. Let's just call instead of the United States of America. How about we call ourselves the Union of Soviet Socialist States or something? Yeah, the USSR or the USSA, Union of Soviet Socialist American States or something. Oh, my gosh. It's absolutely crazy. You think I forgot the rules of engagement, but I did not. I just kind of wanted to give you a roadmap of where we were going today. So, first and foremost, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I've told you before, and I don't know how to prove this, but one thing that I actually did while I was on vacation, I read text messages. Yeah, and I read emails, and of course, and Twitter, everything. But if you want to text me, during the program, you want to ask me anything or tell me anything, you type in your smartphone this phone number, 33103. Then in the message box, you start your message out with the word Mike and your message. So type Mike and your message and send it to 33103. I look at them during the program, too. The second thing is, if you'd like to follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Twitter is at Michael Brown USA. Facebook and Instagram are both at Michael D. Brown. On Facebook, there's a small little group called Michael Brown Unplugged, where all you goobers can kind of get in there, and it's kind of like a little closed space, and you can kind of, you know, chat with each other and do all that sort of stuff. You can find all of that if you're looking for a local affiliate where to listen to the program. All of that is on a simple website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Now, some people have said to me, but Michael, I go to michaelsaysgohere.com, and it takes me to an iHeart page. That's it. That's the point. It takes you to an iHeart page where it looks, I'm looking at it right now. It's got home, it's got posts, it's got the podcast, it's got my personal website, how to listen, the merchandise. All of that is on michaelsaysgohere.com. Let me remind you quickly about the podcast. On your podcast app, look for and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Okay, we got a lot to cover. Hang tight when we get back. Government-run supermarkets. It's a real thing. I'll be right back.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family, and you want to give them the best, and you want to feed them the best food. 70% of your dog's immune system is based on their gut, which can impact their overall health. Nutritional deficiencies produce issues like itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. Dynavite has been shown to improve overall pup health. Take it from one of their customers.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess, always itching. His paws were soaking wet from constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shot steroids into my dog all the time. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. Today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I grew up in a small rural Oklahoma town. My father grew up in southern Colorado in the San Luis Valley. And then when he became of age and my grandparents decided, my grandparents were actually Okies who left Oklahoma during the Dust Bowl on the way to California. And fortunately, they didn't make it to California and they settled in Colorado in the San Luis Valley. Well, later in life, they moved back to the Oklahoma Panhandle where I grew up. And I grew up in a typically small, rural, farming, ranching, oil and gas community. And that town was a great place to grow up. But as I got older, the town began to change. The demographics changed. The economy changed. It obviously had good and bad times, depending on how farmers and ranchers were doing, depending on how the oil and gas industry was doing. Depending on the weather, you know, was it climate change, depending upon the climate change, you know, whether it was a drought or a particularly wet season, what was the price of wheat? I mean, there were all these factors. But at one point, this was while I was in college, after I left, but the town had a main street. And as teenagers, we would drag Maine, if you know what that phrase means. We would drag Maine, go from one end to the other. And there was a drive-in at one end where we would park and, you know, get fast food and drive down and turn around, come back. And on that main street and near the end of it in town, there were, I think maybe two, maybe possibly three grocery stores. And then those grocery stores, particularly one that used to be close to where my parents had their first home, kind of began to die and wither away. And eventually it just closed down. Margins in grocery stores are very, very thin. Very thin. You sell an item for a buck, you might make a couple of pennies on it. The other two grocery stores barely hung on. And then while I was off in college and law school, those grocery stores eventually went out of business because Walmart came to town. Now, at the time when Walmart came to town, let me put that better chronological form. When Walmart came to town, one of the stores died off. The other store hung on for a while. But this was before Walmart. Now, maybe Walmart's different in your community, but the Walmart where I live has groceries. Has fresh food, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, fresh meat. It's a grocery store on one side and, you know, Walmart and tires on the other end. So you can buy a head of lettuce on one end and a tire on the other end. Well, that eventually killed the final grocery store. Just killed it off. So now people had to drive all the way to the end of town. It was such a burden because the end of town was about 2 miles away. 2 miles. I never thought much about that particular situation that I grew up in or in my hometown until I read a story in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. A Chicago studies whether to become the first big city to open a municipally owned grocery store. It will be looking to places like Erie, Kansas. Erie, Kansas. I don't know. I didn't look up Erie on the map, so I don't know whether I've ever been through Erie, Kansas or not. It's a town of about 1,000 people. But the Wall Street Journal says that this place has a government-owned grocery store, a municipally owned grocery store. But the Wall Street Journal points out that it's not doing very well right now. The city took it over in 2021. It's been losing money every month amid stiff competition from a Walmart and a Dollar General store that's across the street. The Dollar General store is across the street. The Walmart, where you can get fresh veggies and everything else that you need, is 15 miles away. 15 miles. Now, for those of you who live in an urban area, you're thinking to yourself, 15 miles? Well, I drive that far sometimes to go to a restaurant. I drive sometimes go that far to go to the mall, to go to work. I commute every day, 15 miles one way. Well, also when you live in a little town like I did in the middle of nowhere, to get to any major town, to get to, for example, to get from my hometown to Oklahoma City, the state capital, 265 miles. To get from my little town to Denver, Colorado, about 265 miles. To get from my little hometown to Amarillo, Texas, about 120 miles. So to go anywhere, you had to drive. So when I hear that this Walmart is 15 miles away, and that's creating a hardship or a burden, I think, really? Give me a break. The Dollar General store is doing pretty well. Dollar General stores are ubiquitous. They're everywhere. Family Dollar, Dollar General, whatever they are. But they're trying to hold on to this grocery store, even though it's losing money. Now, if it's losing money, that means that they don't make enough money, enough revenue, to pay for the items on the shelves. So who's doing that? Oh, it's the town of Erie, Kansas. Do I have to explain where that money's coming from? It's coming from the taxpayers in Erie. So if you are a person who's willing to drive the 15 miles to Walmart, you're subsidized. You're paying for the growth. You're paying for your gas to drive the 15 miles. You're paying whatever you pay in Walmart for whatever groceries or tires or whatever else you buy. And the people that aren't willing, they're getting subsidized by the people that are driving. You see how insane this is? Anytime you get the government involved, it just equals insanity. Total insanity. So this little town continues to spend tax dollars to keep something open that is not economically viable. Why? Because they think that's the way they get their town to survive in a changing era. Look, there are ghost towns. In Colorado, there you can buy an atlas to go search and visit ghost towns in Colorado. Well, I bet at one time that was a thriving little town, and then it disappeared because the economy changed. Things change. Why is it? Just answer me this question. Why is it that we feel like that we have to, look, I'm a conservative, so I like to conserve things. I like to kind of keep things the way they are. But why do we have this idea that we ought to maintain something that's not economically viable? Why can't we not understand that just as there are ghost towns from a bygone era in Colorado, there are going to be ghost towns of a bygone era in modern America? But no, we're going to keep trying to force grocery stores. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. But that's what we're doing. We're going to keep trying to grocery store. It's absolutely crazy. Throughout the pandemic, yeah, we're going to switch to the pandemic now and talk about Senator Rand Paul. That's coming up next. Text the word MICHAEL to 33103. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf, indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today. Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip Benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Join One Safe Place for an electrifying night of glamour and show-stopping performances. October 21st, the Cascade Theater in Redding will host the dazzling final edition of Dancing with the Stars, Shasta Style. Talented professional dancers will compete for the Champions Trophy. Your golden tickets for the show are on sale now at ospshasta.org or go to cascadetheater.org. Brought to you in part by Redding Rancheria, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCNR. Be a part of something truly extraordinary, because at One Safe Place, together we change lives.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Shasta County Gun Owners, a chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, is having a dinner and auction fundraiser Thursday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Great prizes including lots of firearms, food by Rockin' Pea Barbecue. Each dinner ticket gets you a chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Get tickets in Redding at Jones Fort or Rejuvenate Pools and Spa. To donate or volunteer, call 962-5168. That's 962-5168.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I really do appreciate it. Text the word Michael to 33103. subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. You can find all of that on the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. When I think back on 2020, 2021, parts of 2022, the pandemic, it really raises a question. Do you think there is any more event in our lifetime that was more impactful than the pandemic, the COVID-19 and all the lockdowns, the shutdowns? I mean, it touched virtually every human being on earth for 2 years. There is, dang it, having a brain fart. The Italian tenor, the current, the blind guy, it'll come to me in a minute. There is a great rendition of him doing Amazing Grace from the Duomo in Florence, Italy. And they recorded it pretty much at the very beginning of the pandemic. And as they did these drone shots over all these major world cities, Buenos Aires, New York City, Rome, Paris, Beijing, Tokyo. And the drone shots are eerie. If you could find this video, you must, first of all, his rendition of Amazing Grace is simply, it will give you chills. But the drone shots of these cities, as he's singing Amazing Grace, and you see all these cities that are just desolate, almost apocalyptic, it touched everybody all around the world. And I believe unnecessarily so. History's beginning to show. Studies are beginning to show, history's beginning to show, that what we did was completely worthless. And insofar as those so-called vaccines are concerned, they've turned out to be pretty worthless themselves, too. They certainly enriched the pharmaceuticals, but didn't really do much. I mean, how many stories? I mean, look at the president. El Presidente has gotten, 18,000 vaccines, and he's gotten COVID, three or four times. It's ridiculous what we did, but it was so impactful. How did it happen? Have you ever thought how did that happen? Were governments responsible for it? Or was it an individual? And if it was an individual, at least in this country, there may be many individuals. But, truthfully, if you start counting the number of individuals that allowed this to happen, it might be a dozen. You've got the so-called putative experts of the World Health Organization, and then you have all their minions. Now, there might be a few individuals in, say, communist China. There might be a few individuals in Argentina. There might be a few individuals in France. And there might be one individual in this country. And now Senator Rand Paul, the senior senator from Kentucky, no, I guess he's not the senior, he's the junior senator, has written a book on it, literally written a book on it. Reading excerpts from his book called Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up, I was constantly reminded that Dr. Senator Rand Paul would often be the only one to ask the most pressing questions about origins, questions about mandates, questions about lockdowns, questions about vaccines, questions that you might actually expect in a free country like ours that journalists would be asking in order to hound government officials and health experts to get to the truth, but they didn't seem interested. The media, the cabal, just didn't seem interested. In fact, I think they were interested, but they were interested in something else. And they were interested in how far can we push the American people? How far can we go in literally shutting down this economy, instilling fear in everybody to the point that they'll do anything that we tell them to do? Now, I want to get back to Dr. Paul's book and where he points the finger, but I cannot stop without making you think for a moment about how complicit the Fourth Estate was. I know this sounds naive because journalism in America has, generally speaking, not completely, but generally speaking, has been left of center. They've always been on the sides of bigger government. They've always generally been on the sides of the Democrat Party. They've always been in favor of, you know, more government controls, bigger government, more regulations. That's generally where they are anyway. But there was a time when journalism in this country was really focused on holding those in power accountable. But you fast forward from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s to 2020, and it was like, oh, no, now they take sides. It's like the press just kind of figured the government knew what it was doing, so we're going to leave them alone. Or it could have been even more so that the press kind of figured out that the government is conducting a gigantic experiment, and we kind of like this experiment, and we're bought and paid for by everybody that, you know, whether it be Bill Gates or George Soros or anybody else, we're kind of bought and paid for all of them, so why should we intervene? Let's just sit back, and we'll just, as I've said before, current journalism, freelancers accepted, most freelancers, including freelancers on the left. You know, you think about Matt Taibbi, a former reporter at the New York Times and Rolling Stone. He truly is, even though he's a leftist, he truly is a freelancer that's just seeking the truth. And on the right, we have lots and lots of freelancers that are simply seeking the truth. But I think generally, the modern media kind of felt, well, the government's just kind of, it knows what it's doing. And as I was going to say, they've just become stenographers. They just repeat almost verbatim whatever it is the government officials say. When Dr. Paul, in his book, Senator Paul, would focus on the top health official in this country, Dr. Tony Fauci, the man probably most worth asking, journalists, instead of following up to see if the senator's question had any validity, would instead shield the White House's top doctor, and they would attack Dr. Paul. So instead of, as Dr. Paul points out in the book, rather than attacking me, why weren't they interested in the questions that I was asking? Why didn't they stop for a minute, even if, what if Bernie Sanders had asked the questions? What if Elizabeth Warren had asked the questions? What if she was still alive? What if Dianne Feinstein had asked the questions? What if any of these liberal icons, what if they had asked the questions? Would the press have then said, oh, well, we're interested in it now? I'm not sure they would have been. Because I think they were totally captured, total Stockholm syndrome, totally captured by Dr. Fauci. Dr. Paul writes in the book, Anthony Fauci is a veteran immunologist who has spent 50 years protecting the health of the American... No, I'm sorry. Got the wrong quote. Anthony Fauci is a veteran immunologist who has spent 50 years protecting the health of the American public. That's Vanity Fair in July of 21. And the reporter in that Vanity Fair article goes on to say, quote, yet strangely, since the coronavirus began, Rand Paul has decided that he knows more about infectious diseases than Fauci, whose literal title is Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. That's so bizarre. Because they're both trained medical professionals. One has specialized in infectious diseases. The other one, I think Dr. Paul is, I think he's an ophthalmologist. But they both have medical training. It's like, you know, a doctor that is a lawyer that's a trial lawyer still knows something about contract law. And a trial lawyer can still go study contract law and figure out what are the legal theories and why are they arguing, why is one side arguing this side and the other side's arguing this side in this contract dispute. And that trial lawyer who specializes in car wrecks, who specializes in wrongful death, can still understand what's going on over in contract law. Why do we not give the same respect the doctors. So just because Tony Fauci has been a government bureaucrat for 50 years, we're never supposed to challenge anything that he says. That's the point that Vanity Fair and the entire press was trying to make. And that's bizarre. For example, if the biggest question might be determining the origins of COVID-19, well, what happened when that question was asked? Well, we'll talk about that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter right now. Follow me at Michael Brown USA. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Durst, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisans to pay are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Join One Safe Place for an electrifying night of glamour and show-stopping performances. October 21st, the Cascade Theater in Reading will host the dazzling final edition of Dancing with the Stars, Shasta Style. Talented professional dancers will compete for the Champions Trophy. Your golden tickets for the show are on sale now at ospshasta.org or go to cascadetheater.org. Brought to you in part by Reading Rancheria, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCNR. Be a part of something truly extraordinary, because at One Safe Place, together we change lives.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a savory finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Just desolate. I forget whether it's Beijing or Paris or some, but there's a single bicyclist. I think this one is in Beijing, but I'm not sure. A single bicyclist, maybe riding across Tiananmen Square, a place that is usually just teeming with people and tourists, and there's just nobody there. The Champs-Élysées in Paris, just nothing. There's no Chevy Chase in his car on Christmas Vacation driving around in circles and circles and circles trying to get off the Champs-Élysées. There's just nobody. Times Square in New York. Empty. I want to drill into your head a reminder of what that was like. And I want you to ask yourself, was it worth it? Was it necessary? Why did we all just roll over? Now, I know not everybody did, but the vast majority of people just rolled over because fear. It was the ultimate exercise of fear. And during that time, doesn't it seem, I don't think this is a naive question to ask, but where was the media? Where was the press? Why was it that Rand Paul, a doctor from Kentucky, the only one asking the questions? When was that? When Dr. Paul, Senator Paul, would focus on that singular individual. Now, I know that the next thing I'm about to say really pisses a few people off, but you know what? Toughen up. The other person that suffered from Stockholm Syndrome was not just the media. It was Donald Trump. Where did the lockdowns come from? When did 15 days to slow the spread suddenly become, oh, I don't know, maybe a year, year and a half? Donald Trump, the guy who ostensibly hires the best people, totally capitulated. He had a team of experts, including Dr. Scott Atlas, who kept raising his hand. Oh, my God, brings back me. I used to be that same person in White House meetings, raising my hand. Oh, what about this? What about that? Dr. Scott Atlas did exactly the same thing. And Trump capitulated to Anthony Fauci. And Rand Paul, again, was the only one asking the tough questions. It was bizarre how the press just capitulated. For example, if the biggest question might be determining the virus's origins that I said just before the break, in 2021, when Rand Paul asked Dr. Fauci if U.S.-funded gain-of-function research was even a possible cause of COVID-19, Fauci vehemently denied it. Absolutely not. That's just, I can't believe you're even asking that question. He was outraged by the question. You know, as a lawyer, I can tell you that if I got a witness on the stand and I ask a simple question in a very calm, collected manner, Dr. Fauci, could U.S. funded gain of research be the possible cause of COVID-19? And the witness goes off the deep end and just gets red in the face and just, I'm thinking to myself, I've hit a nerve. This witness is really troubled by this question. Paul when Rand Paul asked that question, what did they do? The media, and everybody else that was in cahoots with the media, labeled Rand Paul a conspiracy theorist, which, of course, is the left's pejorative for everything that those of us on the right might believe that today may not be exactly completely 100% provable, but give us time and it turns out, turns out it's true. And Fauci was praised by that very same media for even having to deal with this challenge. Really? You're a government servant. You're a bureaucrat. You're paid by American hardworking tax dollars, and we're supposed to just, not ask you any questions? You know, today, right now, the National Institutes of Health, the broad agency over Dr. Fauci's little inside organization, they now admit that gain-of-function research occurred in Wuhan, with taxpayers illegally footing the bill. And even the FBI believes that was most likely the origin. Where would we be on this original or origin question today if Rand Paul had not asked that question? It's worth knowing that we had Freedom of Information Act requests proving that Tony Fauci had funded this research in the Wuhan lab all the way back in 2020. It was filed, you can go look it up. They were all filed by the White Coat Waste Project. Go check it out. White Coat Waste Project. But all of those FOIA requests would have never seen the light of day except for Rand Paul raising it during congressional hearings. You know why? Because the media shunned the information. The media had a complete lack of interest in that information. Why would I spend any time on this at all? I know I might be preaching to the choir, generally speaking, in this audience. Just to remind you that when you're just being a drive-by consumer of the news, which we all are at some times, learn to think about what you're hearing. Listen to what you're hearing. Because you know what? They might be trying to deceive you. And there might be that lone voice out there like Rand Paul that you ought to be paying attention to. Hey, coming up next, there's a lot of anti-Semitism out there. People are really saying horrific things about Jews. Should we shut them down? No.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's Dynavite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Ridding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Ridding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Expectation is growing. Israel will stage ground offensive into the Gaza Strip as it prepares to take its retaliation against a Hamas terrorist attack 2 weeks ago. Correspondent Lawrence Brook has more.
Israel's defense minister says the aim will be to achieve the complete destruction of the Islamic militant group that has ruled Gaza for 16 years. Israel has also traded more fire along its northern border with Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group. It raises concerns about a second front opening up. Tensions are also escalating in the West Bank, where the Palestinian Health Ministry says a 15-year-old boy was killed during clashes with Israeli troops. Mourners gathered as they carried his body through the street, chanting, "By the will of Allah, we will take revenge." I'm Lawrence Brooks.
President Biden celebrating the release of two Americans held hostage by Hamas.
In a White House statement, the president said he is overjoyed that the American mother and her daughter have been released and are being reunited with their family. He thanked the Israeli and Qatari governments for their involvement in helping them regain their freedom. Mr. Biden said his administration continues working around the clock to free other American citizens who were taken hostage by Hamas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Communities across the U.S. have a new vaping problem.
How do you get rid of millions of disposable e-cigarettes that are considered hazardous waste? The devices contain nicotine, lithium, and other materials that cannot be reused or recycled. Under federal law, they also aren't supposed to go into the trash. With little federal guidance, local officials are finding their own ways to dispose of e-cigarettes collected from schools, colleges, and vape shops. Vaping critics say the industry has skirted responsibility for the environmental impact of its products. John Scott reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Chicago and its police union have reached a tentative agreement for a four-year contract.
The agreement extends the current contract by 2 years through June 2027 and would double from 2.5% to 5% the annual pay raise officers are scheduled to receive in 2024 and 2025. Cost of living raises would follow in 26 and 27 and likely fall between 3% and 5%. The deal would also allow officers accused of serious misconduct to have their disciplinary cases decided behind closed doors. Rhonda Rockstar reporting.
UAW President Sean Fain said Friday that in the past 24 hours there had been progress made in talks with General Motors and Stellantis, but accused Ford Motor Company of continuing to, in his words, pretend it cannot afford to offer a better contract. Yet Fain did not expand the strike in his late afternoon Facebook Live update to some 70,000 viewers online. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is returning home on a flight from Dubai. His return ending 4 years of self-imposed exile in London.
With elections scheduled for January, Mr. Sharif is returning from the UK. However, he faces significant hurdles, including overcoming several prison sentences and a lifetime disqualification from standing for office. This week, he received temporary bail, making it unlikely he'll be arrested upon his arrival. Most analysts believe it's highly unlikely that he would return without some agreement with Pakistan's politically powerful military, the same institution he was viewed to have fallen out with when he was imprisoned.
That is the BBC's Caroline Davies. After three failed votes on the House floor, Republicans held a closed-door meeting Friday afternoon in which they conducted a secret ballot and voted in favor of ending Ohio Representative Jim Jordan's bid for House Speaker. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Rules of engagement for this program are pretty easy. Just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Subscribe to the podcast. All you have to do is to subscribe to the podcast. Find a local affiliate. Follow me on Twitter, for example, at Michael Brown USA. Follow me on follow me on Facebook and Instagram. That's at Michael D. Brown. All of that, you can do everything by simply going to this one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So I said earlier that there's a lot of anti-Semitism going around in the world right now. Everywhere you turn, there are people on the streets of cities throughout the country. There are people on college campuses everywhere that are not supporting the Palestinian people. They're actually supporting Hamas. Hamas has called for the destruction of Israel, and they have called for the extermination of Jews. And there is a historical connection between Hamas and their forerunner, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Nazi Germany in the 1930s. I think it was on this program. If it wasn't on this program, you can find it by looking up the titles of the podcast. I gave a history of that. A history that shows that the current iterations of Hezbollah and Hamas are tied to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is tied to directly to Adolf Hitler and the Nazis of the 1930s. So we should not be surprised that Hamas, now my personal belief is this, my personal belief, I want to emphasize, this is just my personal belief, is that the Ayatollah Khomeini, who is different from Ayatollah Khomeini, who is a previous Ayatollah, but the current Ayatollah Khomeini, and the mullahs in Iran, are the suppliers, the benefactors, they are the organizers, they provide the logistics, they provide the personnel, they provide everything to Hamas. Because the Iranian government has for decades. Does anybody remember the Iranian hostage crisis of the 1970s? Have we forgotten that? Shouting death to America, death to the great Satan, and death to the lesser Satan. I mean, we're the great Satan, so we're number one. Yay. Israel is the lesser Satan. They're number two. Yay. It's my personal belief that the Iranians and the mullahs are behind this current attack on Israel. There's no question in my mind about it. You cannot conduct that kind. It goes back to 9/11. And, for example, Saudi Arabia. You cannot do that kind of planning and organization without some help by someone inside the Saudi government. You can't do the kind of attack that occurred on October 7 without some help, logistical, supplies, personnel, intelligence, everything that's needed to carry that kind of attack off, without the help of a benefactor like the Iranian government. And I believe the Ayatollah Khamenei is directly responsible for what took place on October 7. But in this country, we want to play Neville Chamberlain appeasement of the 1930s. We want to play the same kind of appeasement that Neville Chamberlain did on behalf of the United Kingdom in the 1930s. We want to do exactly the same thing in modern America with the Iranians. We want, what do we get, five Americans for $6 billion? So we do trade. We do trade with terrorists. We do trade hostages for money. We ought to admit that. So all of this going on in college campuses where they are literally supporting Hamas, you have to think to yourself, what's the response to that? What do we do as Americans? Allah Akbar. The chants of Allah Akbar flooded the streets of Paris. Maybe last night, but two nights ago for sure when I was looking at it. Despite there being a ban on pro-Palestinian protests throughout France. Now, France has just said you can't do it. You just cannot come out and protest. The demonstrations were staged only yards from the Bataclan, where 90 people were murdered by ISIS terrorists during that concert back in 2015. Just to give you a little taste of what it sounds like. I'll tell you what's going to happen. You know, they're rebuilding Notre Dame right now, the cathedral at Notre Dame. They're rebuilding it from this horrific fire. I think that these protesters, once given the chance, will burn Notre Dame down again. That's how out of control all of this is at this moment. There are people who are beginning to stand up, and I think doing what needs to be done. But you might not think the way I'm thinking about what needs to be done. Many people have called for the silencing of these demonstrators. Many people have called for the outlawing of any protests, like they did in France, outlawing any protests in support of Hamas. I am adamantly opposed to that. Adamantly opposed to it. The First Amendment, and this is where many people lose sight of how important freedom of speech is. You see, when anybody, if anybody, came up to me and said, I fully support Hamas, and I fully support their endeavors, well, then that tells me that you're an anti-Semite, that you're in favor of the extermination of Jews, you're in favor of the destruction of Israel, wiping Israel off the face of the earth, and now I know who you are. And I would rather know who you are than have a government or a law silence you and prevent you from telling me who you are. Because only when I know who you are and what you stand for can I oppose that. And can I counter that? So there are some people who are calling for the silencing of these Hamas supporters. You won't hear that in these quarters. In these quarters, I absolutely and I unequivocally support their right to express their anti-Semitism. I abhor it. I hate it. I oppose it. I will do everything I can to counter it. I think it's despicable. I think it's immoral. I think it's wrong. And I support the right to say it. You see, this is where in this country, I sincerely believe that we've lost the entire concept of freedom of speech. Because something we don't like, we want to shut it down. No, that's not what we do. So what do we do if we absolutely oppose what they're doing? Well, there are some things that you can do. And some people are doing it, and I find it utterly fantastic. What is it? Well, you'll have to stay tuned. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. I'll be right back.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues.
Ronald Reagan said in his farewell address, "All great change in America starts at the dinner table." Hi, I'm Ben Spell, the founder of GoodRanchers.com. We're taking back the dinner table by delivering the best meat America has to offer straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com is a safe and convenient way to purchase the highest quality meat for your family. Shop confidently knowing you're supporting American farms by partnering with a business that loves America and shares your values. Summertime is almost here. Don't be caught with an empty freezer. Stock up on beef, chicken, seafood, and pork. At GoodRanchers.com, we've got the cuts you really want. Bone-in ribeyes, New York strips, all-natural burgers, better-than-organic chicken, and so much more. And right now, get $25 off your first order when you use the code FAMILY25. That's FAMILY25. Plus, subscribe today and get a pound and a half of Applewood smoked bacon free in every box for a year. That's over a $200 value for free. Subscribe today and use code FAMILY25 at GoodRanchers.com.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Talking about anti-Semitism and the First Amendment. There's a way to deal with this. And it comes mainly from the private sector. You know, on a college campus, if someone is out marching on the square of the campus, and they're calling for the death and destruction of Israel, you can allow them to do that as long as they're doing it peacefully. You know, maybe you have a permit process. Maybe they got the proper permits. But you can allow them to do it while at the same time denouncing it. Now, I honestly, as much as I've studied history, I understand that anti-Semitism and hatred of Jews and Judaism and Jewry in general has existed forever. I get that. But what I don't get is how in an enlightened society that we still tolerate it. It's like tolerating, why do we tolerate bigotry against blacks? Why do we tolerate bigotry against Asians, Native Americans, or gays, or trans, or anybody else? You're welcome to your opinion about any of those things or any of those groups or any of those ethnicities or anything else, religions or whatever. You're entitled to that, and I firmly believe that. And I support your belief in those. Even though I think you may be a complete a-hole, I support your right to believe those things. Now, I'll try to counter you. But why do universities, where they supposedly believe in free speech, why do they not at least say, hey, that does not represent what we stand for at this university? If there was a KKK demonstration, the University of Pennsylvania is at the forefront of this. If there was a KKK demonstration on the University of Pennsylvania, don't you think that the university president would come out and issue a statement, or the Harvard president would come out and issue a statement saying, listen, we support the right of the Harvard KKK chapter to demonstrate on the campus. They got the proper permits. They did all that. But we denounce what they stand for. The University of Pennsylvania doesn't seem to have the capacity to do that, to denounce what students are saying about their support, not of the Palestinians. This is about support of Hamas. This is about support of Hezbollah. Both of whom, as proxies of the Iranian government, want to exterminate Jews from the face of the earth. Can you imagine someone calling for the extermination of blacks from the world, or Native Americans? Let's just eliminate all the Indians from the Taos Pueblo. Let's eliminate all Cherokee Indians. Let's eliminate all, you know, let's put Asians back in internment camps. We would be morally offended by that. College campuses today have no moral compass whatsoever. None whatsoever. David Magerman, who is an alumnus of the University of Pennsylvania, penned a letter last week. I couldn't wait to come and share this letter with everyone. I want you to listen to this letter. If we don't finish it at the end of this segment, we'll finish the next segment. Because I want you to hear it word for word. He says, I'm a Penn alumnus, a Penn parent, a former engineering overseer, and a major donor. I am also a Torah observant Jew. Over the past month, I've been deeply embarrassed by my association with and support for the University of Pennsylvania. The leadership of the university has failed to demonstrate the values that I expect from an institution that purports to educate young adults and prepare them for a lifetime of leadership and to be emissaries for good in the world. In response to the Palestine Rights Festival, President McGill, the president of the University of Pennsylvania, declared that the university fiercely supports the expression of views that are incompatible with our institutional values. He writes, but one could argue whether you really have an obligation to fiercely support views that go against your values. I do not believe you do. But my bigger question is, what exactly are your values? You see, when you think about what he just wrote, he's saying, are those really your values? Because you don't have an obligation, you may have an obligation to let those people demonstrate, but you don't have an obligation to adopt their values. You see that difference? You can go out and you can demonstrate all you want to. And you can say that you support Hamas. And we'll let you do that, but that's not a reflection of our values. He writes, do you believe, like University of Florida President Ben Sasse said, that, quote, what Hamas did is evil and there is no defense for terrorism? Do you believe, like President Joe Biden, that Hamas unleashed unadulterated evil on the world in Israel and that, quote, Hamas's stated purpose is to kill Jews and that it was an act of sheer evil? Do you agree with New York Mayor Eric Adams that Israel has a right to defend itself, that we will not be all right until every person responsible for this act is held accountable, and that, according to Mayor Eric Adams, quote, Hamas must be dismantled immediately? Mr. Magerman says, I don't believe you do. He says, these people are leader of institutions like you, and they have shown that the University of Florida, the United States of America, in the city of New York have chief executives that can call out evil and can do so unequivocally and declare that not only does Israel have the right to defend itself, but we all have a moral obligation to fight the evil that attacks them. Will the University of Pennsylvania join Israel's fight against evil? He writes, my only conclusion from your fierce support from the Hamas-affiliated speakers at the Palestine Writers Festival, followed by your equivocating statements about the heinous acts of barbarism perpetrated by the same Hamas you allowed these speakers to promote, from your failure to call out evil, is that you are ambivalent. You are ambivalent to the unprecedented evil their acts represent. The University of Pennsylvania does not condemn as evil the butchers who behead babies and kidnap and rape girls. The University of Pennsylvania does not consider these actions to be evil and their perpetrators to be evil? Why can't you just call it evil? I can only conclude that you don't consider it evil. See, you can allow the speech and still denounce it. His letter continues after this. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved. You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author and star in a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs share a strange concept I call the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollars saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free, plus 2 hours of bonus behind-the-scenes footage. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020, 1-800-506-2020.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Tight to your dreams. It's so true. You know, I've been using that song in my intro for all my almost, it'll be 18 years on radio in 2024, like February or March. I'm not sure what the exact date is. And it used to be, at the very beginning of my radio career, that it was the end of the world as we know it. And then I thought, you know what? That's a little negative. Let's switch it to Hold On Tight to Your Dreams instead. But maybe it is the end of the world as we know it. I was just thinking about that as I was hearing the intro. Let's get back to this letter from David Magerman to the University of Pennsylvania. Because I think it encapsulates, let me give you an overall perspective here. I think this letter encapsulates how you deal with speech that you don't like. And that's through the private sector. Now, I do believe that the private sector sometimes is held to First Amendment standards because you cannot use the private sector to accomplish what the government is prohibited from doing, which is why I was so adamantly opposed and so offended by the government using Facebook and Twitter and social media, using Google, Meta, all of the others to misinform you and me about things like COVID, or going after parents at school board meetings. The government can't use the private sector to do what it is prohibited by the Constitution from doing itself. But here, you have a private individual, David Magerman, telling a institution, a government institution, a university, that I'm not going to fund you anymore, and I'm not going to support you anymore. They've also had another alum resign from their board. You had the same thing happen at Harvard. You've had the same thing happen at UC Berkeley and other places. And I think that's how you deal with it. And the point they're trying to make in this letter is, you can at least support their right to say what they say, but at the same time, you can denounce what they are saying. That's where I'm at. I support these people who are out there shouting about how much they support Hamas. They are truly, in my opinion, useful idiots. Because they're supporting a Nazi organization. You know, what I find particularly, shouldn't laugh about it, but I find great humor in this. Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from, I forget, Michigan or Minnesota, doesn't make any difference. Rashida Tlaib flies a Palestinian flag at the same time that she supports Hamas, and she has a rainbow flag. And I'm thinking, woman, do you not understand that the people that you are supporting take gays and throw them off the top of buildings to kill them? That they behead them, that they murder and hang them, they hang them from cranes until they die? Do you not understand that this is the organization that you are supporting? What a useful idiot. And that's what I mean by a useful idiot. And I think these students, many of whom themselves are probably gay or lesbian, are out there supporting Hamas, an organization that if they found out that you were gay or lesbian and you were living in their world, they would kill you. For simply being gay or lesbian. So yeah, I support your right to go out and be a useful idiot. You dummies. So back to this letter from David Magerman to the University of Pennsylvania. He writes, Mark Rowan has called for your firing. The University of Pennsylvania's president has called for your firing as response to your failures in leadership. But I feel that your firing is unnecessary, because it is wholly inadequate. If, in fact, the University of Pennsylvania, as an institution, has such a misguided moral compass that it can fail to recognize evil when it is staring us all in the face, then I don't think replacing you will accomplish anything. Frankly, I don't think there is anything anyone can do to redeem this school, short of rebuilding its moral foundations from the ground up. He writes, Jews have played an extraordinary role in the history and the legacy of the University of Pennsylvania, and Jews have benefited from their affiliation with Penn. But regardless of the economic and social value of a Penn or Wharton business degree, there is no place for self-respecting Jewish people at an institution that supports evil. And by hosting Hamas on campus, and by failing to call Hamas evil, that is exactly what Penn has done. He concludes, I am deeply ashamed of my association with the University of Pennsylvania. I refuse to donate another dollar to Penn. There is no action anyone at Penn can take to change that. I'm not asking for any actions. You have simply shown me who you are. My only remaining hope is that all self-respecting Jews and all moral citizens of the world disassociate themselves from the University of Pennsylvania. Well, can I get a hallelujah? Because that's the private sector saying to the private sector, I disagree with what you're doing, and I disavow what you're doing, and so I'm closing the checkbook. I'm cutting off the credit card. No more money for you. Like the soup Nazi. No more soup for you. That's how you deal with the evil. Oh, you can still go let them protest. You can still let them march. You can still let them be useful idiots, because indeed they are useful idiots. But what we have to somehow grasp in this country is that those anti-Semites actually have a right to be anti-Semitic in this country. Now, other countries are not, because other countries don't have freedom of speech like we do. And so what happens in those other countries is that government ends up controlling speech. Oh, you can say this, but you can't say that. In the United Kingdom, you can actually be jailed for criticizing the government. You can actually be jailed for offending somebody else. Whenever I think about those laws in the United Kingdom, I wonder how quickly it would take them to jail me. Because I'm sure just in the past, hour and 45 minutes, I've certainly offended somebody. If I haven't, I'm not trying hard enough. If I haven't offended somebody, somebody hasn't been listening. Because I think the very topic that I just finished, this whole idea that anti-Semites have a right to be anti-Semitic, I absolutely believe that. But where do you draw the line? At violence. You see, supporting free speech does not mean that you support speech that incites violence, or you don't support speech that results in the mass murder of Jewish people, or black people, or Asian people, or gays, or lesbians, or anybody else, or Presbyterians, or Catholics, or Protestants. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't support that speech. But if you want to express your opinion, if you hate Jews, if you hate blacks, if you hate white people, if you whatever, you know what? Preach it, baby, because now I will know who you are. It's easy. I think it's really easy to appreciate the rage over today's blatantly anti-Semitic rhetoric, particularly when this society wouldn't tolerate, much less celebrate, similar expressions of delight after the brutal slaughter of any other minority. Most of us feel that anger personally. But when it comes to calls to silence, fire, or even deport those who express noxious views, we should be absolutely clear. We must resist that. You fight abhorrent speech with logic, reason, and emotion. And if you use those three qualities in your speech to oppose those who support the killing of Jews or support racist attitudes toward anybody else, any other class or group of people, we've got to learn to be an advocate for robust protections of free speech. You know, Tom Cotton, Senator from Arkansas, he wanted to empower the Department of Homeland Security to deport any foreign national on our soil who expresses support for Hamas, particularly foreign students who are here on, or foreign nationals who are here on student visas. I think that's most, that is both misguided and it's unconstitutional. You go back as far as the 1940s. The United States Supreme Court has held that anyone lawfully in the United States in any capacity, including as a student, has the same speech rights as a U.S. citizen. Just as I am subject to the rights and the laws if I'm on French soil or German soil, or for that matter, the People's Republic of China soil, I'm subject to both their rights, laughable for me in China, but subject to their laws. And if someone's here on a student visa and they're in this country lawfully, they got the same rights. It's a hard pill to swallow, but one that we need to understand. So a question for now is whether these displays of anti-Semitism, do these displays constitute punishable intimidation, or are they incitement of violence? Let's think about that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Go with your guts. Go with Dynavite. 70% of your dog's immune system is based in the gut. So for overall health, good nutrition is vital. But how can you be sure your dog is getting the nutrition they need? A diet lacking proper nutrients can present issues like itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. Dinovite. Dynovite is the delicious nutritional supplement created to boost your dog's overall health. And the reviews are incredible.
Poor Sam. He was a mess, always itching. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynovite, I started to see improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Right now, try Dynovite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at Dynovite.com/radio. That's Dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynovite.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dursch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our 4th anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard. Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paver are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dursch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
explore new cultures with inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciprica, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Geramonte in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Geramonte. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The Jews, and condemn Hamas for a terrorist attack, and could do that without even thinking about it. But he's got to have a note card. And he refers to the terrorists as the other team, as if this were a sport. And when I heard that, all I could think of were our enemies sitting in their presidential palaces or wherever they were, and watching and thinking just as I was thinking, as just a simple American citizen, that we're not the great nation we once were. How do we recover that? Well, one simple way we recover it is understanding the basis of the First Amendment. And understanding that these people who are actually supporting terrorist organizations on this soil have a right to do so. But that doesn't mean we have to accept it. And it doesn't even mean that we have to personally tolerate it. We can counter protest. We can go march on the same side of the street with them. The First Amendment, the jurisprudence that has evolved around Congress shall make no law respecting or abridging the freedom of speech, doesn't protect all speech. Tearing down posters in order to prevent others from seeing them, as we saw occur on the campus of New York University, does not fall under First Amendment protections. And in fact, there's probably a criminal element to that. You are tearing down someone. You are vandalizing someone else's property. And the government is empowered to restrict that particular expression that has a tight and direct causal link to specific harm. You were committing an act of vandalism. Justice Brandeis, who, as a matter of fact, is the Supreme Court's first Jewish justice, wrote in an opinion in 1927, to justify suppression of free speech, there must be reasonable ground to fear that serious evil will result if free speech is practiced. There must be reasonable grounds to believe that the danger apprehended is imminent. Only an emergency can justify expression. What's the emergency here? Hamas is not a direct threat to us on American soil. Now, it is a direct threat to Americans in the Middle East, and it could be a direct threat to Americans on American soil with an open border that allows just anybody unvetted to come here. We have no clue who is here. But does that justify an emergency? I don't really know if it does or not. Maybe we have to wait until a Hamas cell rises up and starts attacking synagogues on American soil. But unless and until that happens, people have a right to be a useful idiot. People have a right to be stupid. People have a right to be historically ignorant. I don't like it. I don't want it. I wish people weren't that way. But I also wish I was about 10 pounds lighter, and I wish I was much better looking than what I am. I wish I still had, you know, all black hair. I didn't have some gray hair coming in. I wish about a lot of things. We just have to recognize. For example, I've used this example numerous times. The court, Justice Brandeis said that you cannot falsely shout fire in a crowded theater. But I still believe that you can. You can go to a crowded theater and you can stand up and there's no fire and you can yell fire and try to create a stampede. You can do that. May not have a right to do it, but you can do it. You'll just suffer the criminal consequences for it. You'll suffer the consequences of every trial lawyer that will come after you for every person that you harmed by falsely yelling fire and they got trampled and perhaps even killed. You'll lose your assets. You'll lose your freedom. But you can go do it. We just have to learn to distinguish that people have a right to say really stupid things. And our job is to counter those stupid things. Got a camera. Hey, has a bank asked you about your sexuality lately? Why should they have the right to do that? That's next.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool.
Look at you go, Mom.
This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.